A recent spree of terrorist attacks in Israel, the deadliest in 7 years, posed a test for the country's fragile coalition government. Conservative Prime Minister Naftali Bennett is facing criticism on both sides for his response to the violence.
For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Aaron David Miller, senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and a former State Department analyst and negotiator. And Aaron, we appreciate your time. So what is behind this escalation in violence?
The question is, it's clearly a headline, 11 Israelis dead within a week, all within Israel. But the real question is it a trend line? Does this represent a surge? If you take a look at the three attacks individually, they're quite unusual. Two involved Israeli Arabs, that is to say, Palestinian citizens of Israel, who were self-described ISIS supporters. Whether these two attacks were directed by the Islamic State, I doubt, but they were certainly inspired by it. The third attack by a West Bank Palestinian could have been a copycat. So it's hard to basically say that these were planned in advance by any terrorist group, certainly Hamas, Islamic Jihad, or even the Islamic State. And it poses a challenge for the Israelis, who don't have to cope with an organized terrorist organization, but with a sort of terror by individuals. That means less chatter on the radio, less coordination. And as you said, it poses a huge challenge to the Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, who's presiding over a very diverse coalition, various constituent parts who have very different views on how to deal with this situation.
So exactly that, Prime Minister Bennett is hearing from the left, he's hearing from the right. What are the different messages that he is getting?
Well, from the left, it's the traditional message that this is a consequence of Palestinian frustration, the Israeli occupation, and the policies that the Israeli government is pursuing are sort of bottom-up policies. Bennett has made it unmistakably clear he's not interested in any negotiation with the Palestinians toward a Palestinian state, and has made it unmistakably clear that he's not even going to go there. On the right, and remember, Bennett is a center-right Israeli politician, he's dealing with groups who are criticizing him for catering to an Arab party that is, for the first time in the history of the state, in a meaningful way, actually a member of the governing coalition. A gentleman by the name of Mansour Abbas, whose participation is critical of the coalition. So the right will ask him to crack down harder, presumably, on Israeli citizens, which poses a huge problem. And the left wants a peace process. And Prime Minister Bennett is trying to navigate a course between them and try to avoid doing either one.
So what's next? How does he move forward?
Well, I think, again, the question is, are we talking about a headline, a week of 11 Israelis dead, or are we talking about a trend line with a further surge? You get a mass casualty attack, or you get an Israeli retaliation. I'm not talking from the government of Israel, but from settler constituencies in the West Bank, and you get a mass casualty attack on Palestinians, then the disparate parts of the coalition begin to put greater pressure on him. But look, the organizing principle of this coalition is to hang together or hang separately. It was formed because all of them wanted to keep the former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu out of office and out of power. And I think that's still a pretty good rule of thumb. I doubt, under these circumstances, that we're going to watch the Israeli coalition collapse.
Have you seen anything in recent history coming close to some sort of peaceful resolution, some sort of outcome that everyone could live somewhat peacefully? And when was that, and will we see that again?
I worked on this problem for half a dozen secretaries of state from the mid-'80s until 2003 when I left the Department of State. The reality is, the answer is sad, tragic. The answer is no. You need leaders on both sides who are willing to master their politics, not become prisoners of them. You need a degree of ownership on the part of Israelis and Palestinians who judge that this is a critical interest for both of their peoples. And you're going to need effective mediation from some third party. And the fact is, guys, those three factors have never aligned, and they're not aligned now. I don't see any situation for the foreseeable future where even two of the three are going to come together. So I think, more trouble ahead.
Aaron, thanks for the insight and thanks for the time here this Sunday. This is Aaron David Miller, senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and a former State Department analyst and negotiator.